towards the end of Parshat Mishpatim, the Torah tells us, "Vayom Hashem Moshe alei alai." Right beforehand, "Vayom Moshe Aaron Nadav ve'Aviv v'shivim mizikne Yisrael." That they go up to Har Sinai, "Vayiru et Elokei Yisrael." They see something. Now I don't know what this is. "Vayiru et Elokei Yisrael." They saw some sort of heavenly image. Some very mystical description over here. Does not seemingly punish the nobles of Bnei Yisrael. They see God, whatever that means, not obviously not to be understood literally. And they ate and they drank. So you have here Nadav Avihu, the Shivim Zekanim, coming up to Har Sinai, seeing some unbelievable, having some unbelievable spiritual experience, because they see Vayechazu et Elokim, and nevertheless, or maybe nevertheless, Vayochlu Vayishtu, they eat and they drink. And there's a very interesting machlokas here between Rashi and the Ramban. What exactly transpired? Rashi says, "Vayechzu et Elokim, hayu mistaklim bo b'leiv gas." They looked at him with some degree of arrogance of sorts. Mitocha achila v'shtia, while they're eating and drinking. You almost get the impression that they're up there and they see this unbelievable thing. Says, "Wow, there's God." Here's the popcorn, please. Get a little bit more butter. Wow, give me a little soda. Wow, this is great. Toch libam gas, nistakle mitoch achila v'shtia. That's the way Rashi describes this experience. You take a look at the Ramban, and the Ramban understands the nature of the event differently. The Ramban writes, I can find it. Here it is. Vayochlu v'tam vayochlu v'yishtu sha'ochlu shom hashlomim b'tachtis ahar. Yes, they ate and they drank. But what did they eat? They drank. They went down to the bottom of the mountain and they ate karbonos. They had from the shlomim. After they saw this unbelievable the image and had this unbelievable experience, they went down from the mountain and they participated in eating kachshu. What Rashi and Ramban here are describing, very different descriptions, sometimes very suitable for what we sometimes notice in other people. There are some people who undergo some profound spiritual experience and it seems to have absolutely no lasting effect on them. Wow! Okay. Vayechzu et Elokim, and the next minute, Vayochlu Vayishtu, is as if nothing happened. And there are others who undergo some profound spiritual experience. And everything's changed. Their attitude's changed. Their life has changed. Even their mundane activities of eating and drinking has reached new spiritual heights. They're coming, they're eating everything, is karbanos, is kachim, is eating shlomi. Life is very different. Over the years, I get to see many students spent a year studying in Eretz Yisrael. Studied in yeshivas, studied in seminaries. And the two different types that you notice, actually more than two, but to generalize. There are those who come back from a year in Eretz Yisrael, a year of some spiritual experience, spiritual height, amazingly. And right after they come back, sometimes 2 weeks later, sometimes 2 months later, you take a look at them. And it's like, it's all gone. Nothing changed. They seem to be the same way that they were before they went off to Eretz Yisrael for a year.
they're eating and they're drinking and everything is the same. What happened? The spiritual experience. Doch shalibam gas. Well, okay, this is popcorn. And then there are others. Others are very different. They climbed this mountain. They had the spiritual experience. And time came to get off the mountain. And they went down betachtis sahar. It's changed. Yes, they also eat and drink. They also engage in normal activities. But it's at a higher spiritual level. Now all of a sudden they're eating and they're drinking. It's karbanos, it's kach. So what's the difference? What makes the difference between the two groups? Why is it that some end up like Rashi? Like Rashi's description. Some end up like the Ramban's description. Why is it? I think there's a hint in Rashi. So you mistaklim bo belev gas. Almost with a thick heart. Every day in davening, in Avokai and Tzalv Shani, the end of Shmon Esri, the very talk of the Baruch Hu, P'sach li di b'sor asech. Open up my heart. What do you mean to open up my heart? There's a story that's told, and I may have told it before, about the Rebbe of Simcha Bunim from Shishcha, and the young boy who later became Rav Nachum Mendel from Kotsk, who later became the great Kotzke Rebbe. When the Kotzke was a young boy, a small child, his parents, whoever it was, brought him to meet the Rebbe Rebunim. And Simcha Bunim asked the young child, they told him the young child was very precocious, he said, him, no, Yingele, tell me, where can you find the Eibishter? Where can you find the Kadosh Baruch Hu? So, the little boy pointed to Shammai. Simcha Bunim shook his head, no. No, he asked him again, where can you find the Eibishter? Where can you find the Kadosh Baruch Hu? So, little Menachem Mendel said, you can find him everywhere. Malocha lo yitz kivodo. Maybe he started singing, Hashem is here, Hashem is there. Hashem is truly everywhere. You can find him everywhere. So Simcha Bunim said, he says, you know where you'll find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said Simcha Bunim. You'll find HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever you let him in. If you let him in, you'll find him there. If you don't let him in, you won't find him. That, I think, is Psach Libi B'Sol Asach. So we have to, even in Tziata Tishmai, but you have to open up your heart. If you open up your heart, because Bochum can come in. And if you don't open up your heart, he won't come in. When they were in the Stakel, Belev Gas, such a thick heart, they didn't let HaKadosh Baruch Hu in. So they saw the same thing that everybody else saw. But they didn't let HaKadosh Baruch Hu in. So if you don't let him in, when the experience is over, there's nothing left. The experience has vanished, and as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu vanishes, because it was never inside. Those who end up, like the Ramban description, came and they let HaKadosh Baruch Hu in. Piskuli piskul kuchuto machat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All you need to do is a slight opening. That's all I need. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking for. Just a little bit of an opening. And I'll do the rest. You let him in with a little bit of an opening. And the hashpa that remains, that is there, will remain forever. That's Pesach Libi, Pesach Libi.